Egypt's newly elected president, former defense minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has finally ratified a new state budget. Sisi accepted a budget with a projected deficit of 10% after rejecting an earlier one with a 14% deficit, with subsidies at the heart of the amendments.
This 4% will come from the decreasing the subsidized of gas, decreasing the subsidized of food. Egyptian can survive without it.
The budget, which also includes austerity measures, is in line with Sisi's declared stance that there will be no pay increases or raising of pensions despite skyrocketing inflation. Critics of the government criticize Sisi for asking ordinary Egyptians to apply austerity and pay higher taxes, while security apparatuses continue to spend lavishly with an anticipated 28% increase in spending.
He has no plan, no vision, and no program whatsoever. He's doing nothing but getting the people to pay for the losses that he caused and he will cause in the economy.
Sisi's recent calls for rich Egyptians to donate large parts of their fortunes for the sake of the country have made many wonder if the deepening economic crisis is perhaps close to spiraling out of control.
It will be nothing but a media show by some businessmen, and they know how to return every penny they give to Sisi.
But pro-government experts hailed Sisi's call for solidarity.
What President Sisi did by donating some of his salary, by donating some of his assets, half of it, it's a good example for the Egyptian.
Egypt has been living on direct aid from oil-rich Arab states in the Persian Gulf since the army, led by then-Defense Minister Sisi, overthrew Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi from presidency a year ago.
Widening political divisions, the continuation of terrorist operations even after Sisi's election, along with potentially explosive unmet social justice demands, are all making Egyptians wonder whether the country can move anywhere anytime soon. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.